Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 184. Here we start discussions on various biological special programs of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. Today we are going to take up ear cartilage, which is derived from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Anatomically, ear cartilage gives the ear its shape and forms the outer one-third of the auditory canal. Even though cartilage is also a connective tissue, it does not contain blood vessels. Therefore, ear cartilage also does not contain blood vessels. It is consisting of an elastic type of connective tissue and has a thin layer of covering called perichondrium. In the brain level, we can say in advance that all organs originating from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla have crossover correlation from brain to the organ. Therefore, it is easy for you to remember that the ear cartilage of the right ear is controlled from the left cerebral medulla and that of the left ear is controlled from the right side of the cerebral medulla. As told many a time before, once you know the embryonic germ layer and therefore the brain controlling center, it is also easy for you to assume the primary conflict theme of all the organs in that particular category. It is the outcome of the evolutionary reasoning of Dr. Hamer. Here, self-devaluation conflicts are the primary conflict theme of all organs derived from the new mesoderm and hence controlled from the cerebral medulla. Therefore, remember, the biological conflict associated with the ear cartilage is a self-devaluation conflict associated with the ear. Also remember, the SBS of the ear cartilage forms a very insignificant portion of the medical conditions because there are different other organs under the chapter of the ears with their own different embryonic germ layers and different brain controlling centers. Coming back to the self-devaluation conflict associated with the ear cartilage, it may be an experience of "my ears are worthless." The message I missed was really an important one. I suffer from hardness of hearing and hence I cannot properly follow a conversation. What is the use of my ears, etc. Remember what I said yesterday during my introduction to the biological special programs of the cerebral medulla controlled organs. All organs and tissues derived from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla in the event of a biological conflict will generate cell loss during conflict active phase and during the healing phase all the lost cells are restored with the help of bacteria. Please keep in mind this common knowledge which Dr. Hamer gives us while learning the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. A thorough knowledge of the five biological laws of nature, especially the second biological law, picturized beautifully in the Compass of the German New Medicine, will help you to appreciate well the symptomatology of both conflict active phase and that of the healing phase of a particular organ if you know also its embryonic germ layer of origin. Now let us consider the conflict active phase first of the SBS of the ear cartilage. It starts with the DHS, but there are seldom any noticeable changes externally. Cell loss or the necrosis takes place here also during the CA phase or the conflict active phase. Compared to the CA phase, the symptoms during the healing phase are more noticeable. During the PCLA phase of the healing phase, all the lost tissues by the process of cell loss during CA phase are replenished with the process of cell proliferation. There will be swelling at the healing sites due to the fluid accumulation or edema. Remember well the GNM knowledge Dr. Hammer gave to the world, that all the cures or healings take place in the fluid medium. Until the time of Dr. Hammer, or until the era of new medicine, the edema was considered as something malignant or inimical to the organism. Now we know if there is edema, it is the fluid accumulation happening during healing, and it can even be excessive with a syndrome which also occurs during the healing phase of a biological special program. In some conditions of healing phase of the ear cartilage, there may have the presence of bacteria assisting the healing process. Perichondritis is the name of the inflammatory condition of the ear cartilage in the auricle during the healing phase. The theory of biological handedness applies here also. Friends, it is not very difficult to know your body, its organs and tissues. The benefit you get from this learning is really awesome. Keep on learning. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.